Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. Okay, Alhamdulillah. I put myself on mute.
Okay, thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Alright,
okay, we have two. Walaikum assalam. Okay, we have two lines in. We're going to see if we lost anybody. We want you to stay on the line, please. Praying to Allah that everything is going well here for us on this particular call. So we were saying that it's very important for us to remember what Allah has said, and that this Quran began to be revealed on the night of power and during the month of Ramadan, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are instructed to fast the whole month of Ramadan. If we can fast also 6 days in the month of Shawwal, which is immediately after Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's like you're fasting all the time. So I think we're up to where we were. And I was saying that, do you realize that by making the sacrifices for Allah that he asks us to make, which is nothing but worship, being true to Allah, completely true to Allah, Allah will only treat you perfectly. Allah will treat you perfectly. He's the only one in the creation that will treat you perfectly. Help us and treat us perfectly. He is. That's why he has attributes like that. He is the friend, your real friend, your only true perfect friend who can do anything. It says in the Holy Quran, Allah accomplishes whatever he wills. I hope we get back to everything we were talking about, because we're about to get on a roll. And I thank Allah for blessing me with this particular spirit. I try to be and stay in my right mind all the time by studying, by making my prayers, by keeping my faith in Allah, so I can stay motivated. That's part of the sacrifice I have to make, is to stay motivated and be true to Allah as much as I can. Allah says if you would just walk to him, he's coming so fast, it's like he's running to you. That's the hadith. If you would walk to Allah, he will run to you. And the Holy Quran says he is ever ready to appreciate service. If we would just sacrifice and call on Allah and try to obey Allah in everything we do, and when we make a mistake, we ask Allah's forgiveness, we pray to Allah sincerely. In fact, Allah says that the only, it's right in the Quran, the only one that Satan can't get, the only one that the devil can't get, the only one that evil cannot destroy, the only human beings that evil cannot destroy are the ones called mukhlasin, those who are sincere and purified, and the ones who are nearest to Allah, mukrabun. That's related to the same concept. Al-mukrabin or al-mukrabun, al-mukrabin is the group of us, and mukhlasin. Those, that group klasin, or the mukrabin, al-mukrabun, is a person who is so near to Allah. And the way he got to be so near to Allah is because of the fact that he's sincere and purified. I think I'm saying that right. Brothers and sisters, pull out all the stops. Don't hold back nothing from Allah. Allah sees you all the time, day or night. He sees you inside, deep inside. Allah says in the Holy Quran, even if you were to cover yourselves up with your garments. In other words, you know, we have a consciousness that we think we can hide, and we have certain spiritual covers that in our minds and our hearts, our life, that we think secures us from anybody knowing what we're thinking or feeling or going through. You can't hide from Allah. Allah says he sees you even if you were to cover yourselves up with your garments. Be reserved and keep their business to themselves. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a Muslim is one who minds his own business. And a Muslim is one who does not be involved in the backbiting, eating the flesh of others. You know, this vampire world, this cannibalistic society and world and behavior that people are drenched in, it makes them become enemies to Allah without even realizing it. Allah says there are sins you can do without you even realizing it. He says there are sins that you know and sins that you don't know. He says there are sins that you do openly and sins that you try to hide privately. There's little sins, big sins, old sins, new sins, sins you do on purpose and sins you do accidentally. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there's 10 kinds of sins. I just gave them to you. Don't try to hide yourself from Allah. Be sincere and open to Allah. If there's anyone you're going to be open to, if there's anyone you're going to be sincere to, if there's anyone that you're going to love and bow down and worship and just turn your whole self over to Allah, that's what it's in the Quran. Turn your whole self over to Allah. Kalifatan, all the way. Allah will reward you. Allah sees you anyway. if you call on Allah and don't try to hide from Allah, he will help you because he knows that you're being sincere. He knows you're being honest. He knows you're showing the various forms of purity, sincerity, innocence. That's how we want to be. And Allah will help you. Don't you know there's people that get all kind of help from Allah? And you say, how that person get all this help? How that person get this? How that person get that? Now, don't forget now, we have to go through stuff. We have to go through stuff. The people who get killed in the war, the reason they joined up, signed up to be a warrior is because they wanted to fight the enemy to keep safety going on, to keep happiness going on where they come from, keep their relatives safe, to make their life and their land prosperous. Safe, but they might have to give their life to get that. Their friends and people they train with that they're looking in the face of, that's all around them. Some of them, many of them, all of them may lose their life trying to safeguard the good life, the happiness, the joy, the opportunities, the wealth, the stability. You might have to sacrifice, all of them might have to lose their life to keep those things. Don't be afraid to sacrifice so you can have something. If you don't sacrifice, everybody says, I ain't going over there to fight. In fact, the children of Israel, when Allah and Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, the enemies of the children of Israel, and Allah sent Moses to help them. The children of Israel, some of them were so weak and so stupid, so arrogant, so willing to follow Satan, who promised them the easy life, who promised them the easy way out. They said, Allah, you and Moses, y'all go ahead and fight. We'll sit here and watch. That's why Allah put curses on them. Curses on them. I know they in society, they run the media. They all up in the religious centers and they're making everybody say that. Those children of Israel, they the chosen ones. But Allah said in the Holy Quran that they are cursed because of their unfaith, because of their disbelief, because of their backsliding. Because of their arrogance, because of their willingness to sacrifice nothing, but they want everything. Oh, Allah, give us this, give us that, give us this, give us that. Let us live 1,000 years. But it says in the Holy Quran that even the grant of 1,000 years will not save them from the due punishment, the punishment that they deserve for not being grateful to Allah, not worshiping Allah, not bowing down to Allah, not giving in service, not willing to sacrifice, not obeying the prophets that Allah sent them. And Allah said he sent them prophet after prophet after prophet, you know, messenger. Messenger after messenger after messenger. But they would not obey. They disobeyed. They rebelled. They rebelled. They backslid. They rebelled. They lied. They tricked the messengers, deceived them. It said in the Quran, some of them, they went so far as to kill, as to slay. Can you imagine that? People who are so arrogant and so wicked. I'm talking about everyday people in this society, in the banking system, in the food system, in the fashion industry, in the media, in the religious centers. You got people that hate Allah, but they profess that they love the good life. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. Let us be sensible. Allah says over and over again, do you have no sense? Do you have no sense? Why won't you use your reason? It says it right in the Quran over and over again. Why won't you use your sense? Why won't you listen to the knowledge, the instructions, the guidance, so that you may receive la'alakum turhamun, that you may receive mercy and the help of Allah, the guidance of Allah, the protection of Allah. Allah will feed you. He will cherish you. He will sustain you. Rabbil Alameen, he sustains, cherishes, sustains the whole world. But he will do more for the believers because you're number one. You'll be those who are nearest to Allah if you obey. Quran, listen and obey. Be those who say we hear and we obey. You will receive Allah's mercy. You will receive his protection. You will receive his sustenance. You will receive the success. When we call the name, we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, come to prayer. Hayya ala salah, come to prayer. Hayya ala falah, come to success. Hayya ala falah, come to success, which also means prosperity. To come to worship and come to the prosperity, the success. But first, what do we have to do? We have to call on Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, oh Allah, oh Allah. That's what you're saying. I bear witness. There's nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah. That's what you're saying. I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. That's what you're saying. Come to the prayer and come to the success. If you come to the prayer and you come to the success, you will be saved. You will be helped. If you call that then and the comma, these are reminders to our deepest part of our souls, our minds. We're actually singing it. You know how people love songs. We're actually singing it or chanting it to ourselves in a melodious voice or melodic voice. Allahu Akbar. And some people can really call that a then so beautiful. But what you're doing is in the deepest, you're going into the deepest part of your mind and everybody who's listening. Because, you know, adhan actually mean ears. Adhanun, ears. Call the adhan. You're calling the adhan so that people will hear that it's time for them to stop everything they're doing and respond to Allah. Respond to Allah. Allah responds to you. That's one of his attributes, Al-Majid. He responds to you, glorious. He's glorious, and he responds to you, Mujib, Al-Mujib. He responds to you. He hears you. Sami Allahu, Allah hears those. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah hears those who praise him. Allah is listening and he hears those who call on him. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah hears those who call on him, who praise him, who worship him, respond to him. Let us wake up. Let us be real Muslims. I know people who want to be Muslims. They say that. But it's going to require something. You know, when I was young, I wanted to be a Marine. And let me see if I can get someone in who wants to. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Stay on the line.
All right.
Alhamdulillah. So we got everybody on the line. And stay on the line, please.
All right.
Allah hears those who praise him. Everybody make sure and put your phones on mute if you can. Allah hears those who praise him. And I was saying that when I was younger, I wanted to be a Marine. I wanted to be the best of the warriors country has to offer. And I say my country, too. I'm not a Japanese. I'm not a German. I'm not a person from wherever, Uganda. Might be, though. I'm not from any country that I know of except the United States, and I'm learning that our people were brought here, kidnapped, attacked, kidnapped, stored in ships down in the for a month or so journey across the Atlantic Ocean to get over here so the Europeans can use us. You know, the Roman Catholic popes, bishops, cardinals, priests were sitting on their butts and allowing this to happen, criticizing their own kind in Italy, instead of the people in Italy and all over the Western world criticizing their own kind for the abominable, savage attack that they were doing on the black people of Africa and a few others. Instead of a warning their people, don't do this. You do not do this, we'll excommunicate you. You know, you get kicked out the Catholic Church for doing certain things. Something as simple as a divorce or something as simple as, you know, you get caught doing some, what they call major crime. It's not a major crime for the Europeans to kill and kidnap and use and enslave tens of millions of human beings, tens of millions of the sons of Adam, tens of millions of people from Africa to use them like animals. Dump out from their minds and their souls all of the stability, contentment, knowledge, family life, joy, happiness, to attack them and to utterly destroy, obliterate their knowledge of where they come from, their history. I mean, they kept knowledge from the people of Africa for over 100 years, so their mind would shrivel up. So their mind would shrivel up from like a grape to a raisin, dry up so they couldn't think anymore. That's what's wrong with you. That's mostly what's wrong with the people of African descent in America. Just been attacked and used and abused and savagely raped, molested, dishonored, disfavored, worked to death. Bred like the male and the female together so you can get young and then use the young as slaves too. This stuff was going on. So if I had enough men, and if I had God power, I would wake up every one of those popes from their graves, the cardinals, the bishops, the priests, ones then and the ones that are here now that are still alive, and I will slap them in their face. I will slap them in their face. Kick them a couple of times. And if they're not already dust, just stomp them a few. Yeah, Allah said in the Holy Quran, as the verse says, our Lord, show us those who misled us. We will stomp them beneath our feet. That's a verse in the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters. You got to get out of this idea that you're supposed to turn your other cheek to an evil one. You got to get out of this idea that you got to love someone who has proven to you and proven to, in the face of Almighty God, has proven that he's an enemy, that he hates you. Stop turning your cheeks to criminals and devils. It's not their color that's the devil. It's their willingness. It's their willingness to obey Satan. It's their willingness to follow evil ones. It's their willingness to do criminal deeds, outrageous, savage, abominable, cannibalistic, vampiristic, cannibalistic things to other people. That's why they need their butts kicked and destroyed. They at least need to be hated by us, not in an unproductive manner, but hated in a very productive manner, like refuse to give them your heart, mind, and soul allegiance. Your heart, mind, soul, allegiance, worship, and service belong only to Allah. If you give that to anybody else, you become a criminal. You become a disobedient one. You become blameworthy, and you're going to go to hell because you're committing the worst sin on the planet called shirk, which is to join partners with Allah. I hope you hear what I'm talking about and understand, because I'm not playing. Like I said, when I was young, I wanted to be a Marine. But I knew there had to be sacrifices. We went through the hardest, harshest training that existed. It was borderline abusive. But you knew they weren't trying to abuse you, to hurt you, to put you into insanity and throw you off from your usual habits, take you out of your environment, to kill you or destroy you. They wanted to build you up. How many of us are willing to make the sacrifices that it takes to build ourselves up? I know many people, as I was saying earlier, who say that they're Muslims, who claim they're Muslims, and they want me to follow them. Why should I follow you when you don't have nothing to offer me? Not really. I can read the Holy Quran for myself. In fact, I've gotten better than probably most of the people I know in this Holy Quran, not only in reading it, but in following it. Oh, praise it to Allah. Why should I follow you then, when all you want to do is be some big chief, have me running around doing everything you tell me to do, and I'm stronger than you, and you're weaker than me? That don't work. I learned from the Marine Corps that the people who trained us could outrun us, could do more exercise than us, could keep it together more than us under fire, could, if we fell down, they'd grab us and pull us to safety. Your life meant something to them like their life meant something to them. They were willing to sacrifice their blood for your blood, pull you to safety, and cheer you up or get you situated and tell you you're still in a fight. Kill the enemy. Oh, praise it to Allah. They didn't pull you to safety so you could take a nap. They pulled you to safety so you could stay in the fight. You could kill the enemy. You could be successful in the mission, and everybody go home safe after the enemy is wiped out. That's how we have to do, brothers and sisters. Pull ourselves together. Be willing to help and sacrifice each other. What leaders come to the poor areas and try to help the poor people? They won't even come to the other area where the other Muslims are, except to look for somebody they can use. You should be walking and talking this Quran every day. You should be making your prayers sincerely, even when nobody's looking. You should be fasting sincerely, even when there's nobody looking. You should be wishing that you could stay on the right path and working and doing everything you can to stay on the right path, to keep your relationship with Allah tight, to keep it good, to keep it a master to a slave, the real master who loves you, though. And every time he see you performing for him, he blesses you and blesses you and blesses you. He say, if you do one thing, and he's going to add more than what you do to back to you as a reward. If you do one good thing, he's going to bless you with more than what you've done. Isn't that beautiful? You think the slave masters that stole the people from Africa and some other places, India, Malaysia, Indonesia. Do you know there's people that's right off the coast of Texas down that way, Florida down that way, who come from Indonesia, other side of the earth, because they brought them over here to chop sugar cane? We just found that out a few years ago. People who come from India, they brought them over here. They said, don't put them in the cotton field. They can't work like the black people. Put the black people in the cotton field. They can chop some sugar cane too, pick some tobacco, build us up some plantations. We'll breed them. We'll interbreed with them. They weren't talking about trying to make you, know, a wife or a husband. It was talking about using you, fornicating and committing adultery. If nothing else, they'd be, half of their people would be wiped out just from fornication and adultery. See, now it's time for Islamic laws because they stuff don't work. Allah says, he says, "Wa in tu'ti akthara man fil ard yudilluka an sabilillahi in yattabi'una illa zanna wa innahum illa yakrusun." If you were to follow the common behavior of those in your society or on earth, they will lead you away from the way of Allah. They do nothing but conjecture. They do nothing but lie. They do nothing but, it's called guesswork. They do nothing but do what they want to do. Whimsical. Whim. You know what a whim is. Just like the wind. Just blow any direction it wants. You can't control the wind. They do nothing but guesswork. They do nothing but whimsical behavior. They do nothing but lie. And that's what their courts are. Their laws are nothing but a bunch of whims. Most of them, not all of them. Most of their laws, because they stole some from the Holy Quran and the previous scripture. But most of their laws and rules that they have in society, their mores or what they call their choices in society are nothing but whims. Trends. Yeah, trends. Their trends and all that stuff are nothing but whims. They're not real laws. They're not real fair and just behavior. The Europeans made up all kind of stuff and do anything they want to do to people. They call it their destiny, their manifest destiny, their clear destiny to run the whole world. That's what they think about themselves. And they want everybody in on it with them, so they gave you their picture and told you it's God, so that you would remember and obey, and they wouldn't let you forget. They would never let you forget who's the boss, so to speak. I'm even your God. I'm kin to your God. I'm not God. I'm son of God. So they gave you all these fake images and this fake religion, fake rules, fake commands, dominated you, forced you, force, under armies and polices and bullies and brutes. They force you to believe like they want you to believe. You say, well, Maza, a boss, how come I can't believe like you believe and get some of the stuff like you got? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. They want to use you. They want to reduce you, like I said earlier, shrivel your mind up, shrivel your brain up, shrivel your thinking up, shrivel your soul up, shrivel your spirit up. They want to shrivel you up until you're just a dry straw or something. And the reason you all dried up is because they use you and use you, use all the health, all the life. You know, water is life, moisture. Use all the moisture out of you until you're dried up and you're nothing. Then they discard you. You know, you throw a match on a field of straw, whoop, it's gone. So why does he teach like that? Why does he talk about this? I'm trying to wake you up. That's the only thing I'm trying to do at Juma. Is to help you think rightly. We use the Quran to help you think rightly. Well, إِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ فَاسْتَعِذْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran is being recited, listen to it with full attention. So when somebody is teaching you from the Quran and teaching you from in this culture, our religion, our way of life, you better pay attention, especially when you see that they're the type of person that will make sacrifices for you. You don't owe nothing. They've taken all the integrity out of us, so we won't help each other. We become a society of runaway, mischievous children, users, friends and family members. They only see me as something to use, something to be used. It's not just me. That's how they do each other. They look around and see who can they use, not who can I help. See, the Marines taught us who can I help, who can I save, who can I protect, who can I guard, who can I lead, who can I show that we are strong and we are powerful and we will not be defeated by any enemy without being wiped out first. Now, that's some big kahuna. That's strong person right there. That's what you want. That's leadership. That's leadership. Wouldn't it be nice if we would take that and put it inside of our religion? Because Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they had that. But that was a long time ago. And since then, there have not been many people who are willing to stick their neck out for another human being. And the person they stick their neck out for, they know that that's the type of person that will stick their neck out for them. And they loved each other. They had real love, real trust, real willingness to sacrifice, real willingness to help each other, to save each other. That's what we had. I still got it. I ain't never going to let nothing happen to that. Ever. I hope your mom and your daddy taught you that, because I had some of that before I left the house. And the Marine Corps just reinforced it, built it up more, made it so big it became like invincible, like you couldn't look anywhere else. You what they say, once a Marine, always a Marine. What do they mean? You always going to be marching around and stuff? You're going to always have inside your heart and your mind the beautiful picture, the loving picture, the powerful picture, the eternal picture of what it means to have friends and family that will love you as you love them. Allah said in the Holy Quran, He's the only one who can really, truly, eternally do that for you. And He's the Lord of all the worlds. Nowhere you can go, nothing you can be doing, and not receive Allah's help. Just like you do every second of your life. You're getting it right now. Do you appreciate it? Allah says the problem with people is that they are ungrateful and neglectful and hard-headed, you know, disobedient. He says, so the end result is He has to destroy them. Allah says, how did you get into hell when I gave you all these beautiful faculties? All the way from birth, I put in you to love. You open your eyes, you see your beautiful mother. I don't care if she's ugly. She's still beautiful to you. Put that milk in your mouth, her breast in your mouth. You say, oh, my God. And you feel yourself getting stronger, and you feel her love. She's hugging you. Her body's warm. You feel her warmth. You feel her nurturing. How many of our sisters have that today? How many of our men have that today? Because you get love from father, too. It ain't just mother nature. Father got nature, too. But until we love, trust, respect these wonderful powers, these wonderful traits, till we get a hold of these traits, stuff them back in ourselves, the real ones, not following this society with their fake guesswork and whims. Flipping back and forth, hot today, cold the next, unwilling to sacrifice, unwilling to give, unwilling to struggle, to be with you in the ranks when you're rushing into the enemy to destroy and control and capture or whatever, kill the enemy to keep them from destroying your good kind. Oh, boy, if I could get my hands on those evil ones, who led their whole people, the European leadership, Italy, Pope, Rome, all that stuff, from years and years, Caesars, from years and years ago, who were involved in the slave trade. If I could dig them up out their graves, I would spit on them, I would pee on them, I would slap them in their face if they have any form left at all to their body. Oh, man, listen to you. No, look at you. You're the weak ones, still happy to be up under a wicked, cruel, sissy slave master, becoming more and more sissy every day. Becoming more and more sissy every day, telling men it's okay to be women. Yeah, telling males it's okay to pretend they're females. That's pretending to. And tell females it's okay to pretend that they're males. You see how they act? The sissy who's a male try to act like a female. So he prance, he switch, he turn, he stick his booty out, you know, entice you to feel what your natural feelings are for a female.
and you see the female sissy who try to pretend she's a male, and she stick her chest out and prance around and try to get her big shoulders, might lift weights, everything, get her big neck and change her voice so she can try to pretend she's tough. Pretend. The reason this society is so crazy is because the wicked, evil children of Israel who control the media project this stuff through the TV and the music and the movies to you, and you start accepting it, thinking that it's real, thinking it's okay to do. That's what Allah said in the Quran. He says it right in the Quran that they try to make you think evil. They try to make evil look fair seeming, like it's okay to do. You better be glad I know this Quran this much. And you should be knowing it as much or more than me. So you can save yourself. I have no doubt in my mind that this Holy Quran can and will save me. Why? Because these are the words of our Creator. And He loves me. Mm-hmm. He loves everyone who worships Him. He loves everyone who gives Him service. Allah, it says in the Holy Quran, Allah loves service. He loves worship. And He will reward you tremendously. He will reward you. You will have rewards overflowing. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. Show our Islamic leadership. It's time for us to show our Islamic leadership. Show that we have truth and power going for us. To show that we're willing to obey the Creator. To go to our laws, not their laws. If they want to steal, we want to cut their hand off. If they want to kill, we want to kill them. I don't care if it's police or whoever. He ain't no police. He's a sissy pretending he's a police. He's a criminal. He's a criminal pretending that he's an honest person. I'll protect you and get you out in the yard and shoot you. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. I don't care if he's a judge. He's lying. And the children of Israel judges, those type, they have set the system up in the judicial, in the legal field. They have set the system up in their illegal field, in their unjust, what they call justice system, their unjust system. The children of Israel types, during the time of Jesus, he said they were hypocrites. During the time of Jesus 2,000 years ago, where's Jesus at? They ruling, but Jesus is not ruling. Look around. During the time of Jesus, he said they were vipers, hypocrites. He said they were the children of the devil. That's who's running the courts in this society and many other Western societies and many places in the world. Everybody wants to use the United States concept of freedom, justice, and equality and Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. I want to use America's model of Constitution. But the people, the jurists, the legal people, they don't believe in it themselves. They got parts in that Constitution that says you're not even a whole person. They ain't take it out. Say you ain't even a real person. You're not a citizen, and you can't vote, and that's why they feel so happy and free and able to change up the voting system whenever they want and cheat it, trick it, play it, manipulate it. They manipulate you every day and you go for it. If I slap you, turn the other cheek, love your enemies and all that. It's insanity. That if you went to a doctor, a real doctor who is very true in his nature and a very good scientist, he would say it's highly illogical for somebody to hurt you, and you stay there and let them hurt you some more. In fact, you invite them, because turn the other cheek means I'm inviting you. Hey, you slap me on my right cheek, I'm inviting you to smack that left one too. Go ahead. He will say, yes, you're kind of crazy. You have a problem. You have a problem. But they, here it is, they got legions and millions and hundreds of millions of people who want their teaching to want to live like that. They got you thinking like they want you to think. Not like they think. I just told you, if you try to think like they think, they'll say, that's not for you. That's for me, and here's what I got for you, fool. Here's what I got for you.
need to take my, you need to do the very least you can do and take my teachings and share them with your friends and family members. That's the very least you can do if you're a real Muslim. But if you're a hypocrite, you're going to forget about me. You're just going to go back and chase your toys. If you can get a new car, if you can get a new house, if you can get some new clothes, if you can get some jewelry, and oh my God, if I can get the money, we can get the money. We ain't thinking about no Muslim because he's just talking. He's just talking. He can't change nothing. He can't adjust nothing. Hey, Allah sends words. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he didn't receive no weapons and no money. He didn't receive no beautiful girls. He didn't receive no big old army. He received words. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq al-insana min 'alaq. Read in the name of your Lord. Recite. Produce understanding. Make this world a place that makes sense. That's what all that's talking about. And that's how he changed the word, changed the world. Excuse me. That's how he changed the world. Jesus is called the Word himself. The spiritual words of Almighty God, and one of the most powerful things he ever said was, my own people, these Jews, are hypocrites. They are not the chosen ones. But where's he at? They here, but where's he at? You go down to the court, do you receive Jesus or do you receive these devils? Do you receive the treatment of Jesus or do you receive the treatment of the devils? You can answer that for yourself. When you call the police, it's a toss-up. Are you going to receive fairness and justice for real? Or are you going to get your head blown off? When you go into the schools, are you going to get taught real science, real knowledge, real understanding, fairness, justice, what's really right, sincerity, honesty, purity, dignity? Or are you going to be learning about drugs and kicking butt? And prostituting and whatnot. Sexuality. The teacher's trying to go with the kids. You know that. How'd they get so crazy? Because you don't have Jesus. You don't have Jesus' understanding, his justice. You don't have what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught and that teaches and that taught, and we now have it in this Quran right here that's in your house right now. We don't have that. We have what they put up, their whims, their wishes, the stuff they want us to do that they don't do for their own self. Behind the scenes, they're scheming against you to keep you weak, to keep you confused, to keep you scared, to keep you worried, to keep you broke, to keep you lost, keep you against each other. Best thing you can do if you're a real Muslim is grab my teachings and share it with the people. I'm just teaching the same thing that Imam Muhammad was teaching. You probably heard Elijah Muhammad in there. That's the formula for America. And, of course, we got Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's word. But it will, the word of Allah in the Holy Quran, it will condition you, strengthen you, teach you. But many of you are already showing that you don't have time to learn nothing new. You don't have time to study. You don't have the patience. You don't have the will. You don't have the strength. You don't want to sacrifice to learn these precious things that will make you produce 1,000 Elijah Muhammads, 1,000,000, thousands, thousands of W.D. Muhammads. Yeah, the Marine Corps don't stop. They've been going, and I was thinking earlier, I said, man, I wonder how many millions of people have come through there since I was trained at the training center. So I'm trying to make it easy for you. I'm trying to give you how you should be thinking today, not a year or two from now when you start waking up from the blessed processing that Allah uses the Holy Quran to train your mind. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was already like that because he was a what they call a Hunafi or Hanafi type of person, one who worshiped one God and didn't want to worship the idols that were there in Mecca. So he already was headed in the direction that Allah gave him the Quran. You should have it deep in your heart that something's wrong in America. Something's wrong in the Western society.
I can't stand this. I'm not going to tolerate it. If I can't save nobody but myself, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to use what I know to train and help everybody else I know, family, friends. That's what I'm doing here today. That's why I teach. I was telling my son the other day, I said, I have to stop thinking that somebody else is going to come and help me. I'm the most valuable. I have to understand I'm one of the most valuable Muslims walking this planet. I have to understand I'm one of the most valuable Muslims walking this planet. And you say, oh, no. Oh, tell them about W.D. Muhammad. Well, go ahead. Pull out all your stuff. Go try to find all of his teachings and then go through it and see what you're going to present. When I'm right here talking to you, at Jumu'ah, you see me every day. I'm in and out of all the masjids teaching at the Jumu'ahs, as many as I can go into. Best of them don't want me there because they're too weak. I'm not going to follow them because they're too weak, and they don't know what they're doing anyway. If I had about 10 people like me in Los Angeles, the sissies would not feel safe and comfortable. I ain't talking about I'd go kill them. I'm talking about our average talk. My average talk is good to affect everybody that can hear me all day long, no matter where I go. That's what they're scared of. Satan don't want you to be alive, don't you know? The Mexicans know that. They're killing all their newspaper people. They're killing all their sheriffs and marshals and politicians that speak against their cartels, their dope dealing. They're trying to get as much dope over here as possible. I was reading about something the other day that's 20 times stronger than fentanyl, and fentanyl is 100 times stronger than morphine and heroin. They're trying to wipe you out so they can get everything you got. You know, you need some protection for your mind. You need thoughts and ideas and truth to keep you strong so you can't get taken out by their cigarettes and liquor and drugs and pimping and tricks and fools and dummies. And people send me stuff all the time. Hey, did you hear what this guy says on the internet? Listen to his teachings. Oh, did you hear about that? And then never when I open it up, are they talking about the Holy Quran and how to really destroy Shaitan? I'm here to kill Shaitan, just like if they was an enemy and I was a Marine in front, they was right in front of me. I can hear it all the way off. Allah says, Bal naqtafu bil haqqi al al batili. It says, in other words, it says, we hurl the truth against falsehood and it knocks out its brain. Fayad Maguhu, that's the rest of it. Bal naqtafu bil haqqi al al batili. Fayad Maguhu. We hurl you at your job. If you were a Marine right now and instead of bullets, we hit you with something. We would hit you with this Holy Quran. Allah says, hurl this truth at you and knock your brains out. Break your head. That's what the Quran said. That's what Satan is afraid of. Dealers is afraid of. You waking up people and making them say, I don't want no damn dope in my body. You giving me poisonous chemicals to put inside of my natural God-given chemicals, you trying to get me to put false things into my truth, to put poisons into my natural chemistry? Go to hell. They don't want you to have that kind of attitude or that kind of spirit and them kind of guts. They don't want you to have that. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go into the second part of the talk. I really appreciate you joining us. I feel really good. I try to stay motivated. I try to drive on. Keep moving. Keep moving. Don't stop. Use your last breath to remember Allah and to worship and serve him. Alhamdulillah. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-kharam rasaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen, and that means praise be to Allah and peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, his family and his companions. He is the best of the messengers that were sent by Allah.
be upon all the Muslims the world over. Ameen. I'm going to read a few words from the Holy Quran. We thank Allah for this guidance and his mercy. This is our help. If you don't have nothing to eat, eat some of this Quran in your mind, and ideas will start coming to you. Realities, better realities than you're living in will start coming to you. Isn't that what you need? That's what you say you want. You say you want a better reality. I need change. I need change. I need change. If you say, I need money, I need money, I need money, I need a new car, I need a new car, I need a house, I need a house, I need new clothes, I need a new wife, I need a new wife, I need a new... If you keep begging for those material things, Allah said you're going to be disappointed. If you beg for those things instead of begging for Allah to help you, he says you're going to be disappointed. He said if you, those things are more important to you than remembrance of Allah, service to Allah, helping Allah's cause, worshiping him sincerely, if anything is more dear to you than that, Allah says, wait, just wait, because he's going to show you that these things, all of them, will fail you. But Allah never fails. He never fails. He's not weak. Al-Qawi, he's not weak. He's strong. Al-Mateen, he's unshakable, unbreakable. Al-Ali, he's most high. He's higher than anything. People are just petty nothings. Allah created people. Allah created the earth. Don't be overwhelmed by a society that can build big buildings, get airplanes, trains, submarines, boats, computers, cash, Wall Streets and all that stuff. Big old cathedrals and churches and popes and pimps that's abusing children. Don't be overwhelmed by them. They have armies supporting them, and that's what they've actually been using as force. They went anywhere they went in the world, they took a priest with them, and the priest was just standing there watching the soldiers slaughter people, control people, enslave people, demolish whole environments that were doing just fine before the Europeans came to their land. So don't take anything as a god besides Allah. Don't accept to worship anything. Only Allah. Only Allah. La ilaha illallah. That's what that means. That there's nothing, no one worthy of worship except Allah. That's what that means. We're going to read a few verses in the Holy Quran and then we're going to close. This is chapter 7, Al-A'raf, and this particular verse is the prophet Shu'aib telling his people that he's not going to return to them. Let me tell you what his people said. This is chapter 7, but it's verse 88. And the leaders, the arrogant party among his people, تقال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه. It says the leaders, the arrogant. I couldn't always speak Arabic, but I'm learning it more and 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 more. That's what you should want to do. If you was a Marine and they told you, okay, we're gonna make you a Marine, but when it's time, we're gonna send you to the most hostile part of the war, land you in with a helicopter. But we're not giving you no guns. We call them weapons. No weapons, no bullets, not even a knife. Would you be happy about that? No. So Allah, in his infinite mercy, has given us the words to read that will make sure that we have all of the provisions that we need to destroy Shaitan. So we're going to learn the Arabic because that's the real weapons. That's the real tool. That's the real truth. That's the real help. Those are Allah's own words, and they will destroy the devil. What did we say a minute ago? Ba'al naqtafu bil haqqi alal batili fayadmaghuhu. We'll hurl the truth against falsehood, and it will break its head. It will knock it. It will kill it. You know you can't walk around with no broken skull, broken, and the brain is damaged, blood running out. So Allah says that's what we got to do to Shaitan with this, and this Quran will do that.
So the leaders of arrogant party among his people said, they said, لَنُكْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَأَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا أَوْ لَتَأُودُونَ فِي بِلَاتِنَا قَالَ أَوْ لَوْ كُنَّا قَارِهِمْ.
Okay, I think that's going to do the whole thing. I was going to read.
So the arrogant one said, oh, Shuai, Prophet Shuai, here's what we want to tell you, Shuai. We shall certainly drive you out of our city, you and those who believe with you, you and those who are with you, Ma'akum, those who are with you. Or else you and them, will have to return to our ways and our religion. He said, what? Even though we do hate it, we detest it, we detest your religion, we detest your ways, you idol worshipers, you know, they worshiped idols too. They were arrogant. So they told him, you either going to come back and be a Christian. They weren't Christians in those days. It was something else. But imagine the Christians telling us that, or the Catholics. Because many of these Baptists actually are family members, friends. They just hoodwinked and tricked, and their brain is controlled by the system. It was forced on us for hundreds of years. So they are really trapped, and it hurts so bad to see your father, your mother, your children, your relatives, even Muslim children. They get out there in the world, and they get out there, and they just drown. Prophet Noah was an example of what happens to your children that won't follow their prophetic or their father, who's a great leader, a wonderful guide. He got it. Nah, I'll stay out here, and I'm a university student. I'll just stay out here, and he said, I'll take myself up to some mountain. I'll just stick with the money. I'm a financial person. I got a whole bunch of money, gold and silver, in my portfolio. I'll just be out here, and I'll be okay, Dad. But he drowned. And then he cried, Noah cried to Allah, oh, Allah, my son. And Allah says, he's not your son because his conduct is unrighteous. So don't bother me with people that drown because they won't obey. But brothers and sisters, we're going to have to learn how to suck it up when we see our kinsmen being stupid and falling in love or getting entrapped by this society and its whims and its tricks and its enjoyment, the enjoyment of the material world, the dunya. Yeah. But we believers, you got to keep believing, brothers and sisters, because it's really real that there's another reality besides the United States of America. There's something else going on in the world besides the power of the so-called white man. You better believe that. You better believe that everything that's moving and everything that is alive will die one day, and there's another reality behind that. And Allah is the master of all the worlds, of all the creation, of all that exists. And Al-Amin, the cherishing sustainer, the sustainer of all that exists. So there's something else. So don't fall in love with the life of this world. So do yourself a favor and keep your faith. Keep up your prayers. This is how you make yourself stronger, and one day your eyes will see more clearly the real reality and the real goal. Keep up your prayers. Keep faith in Allah. Keep believing that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was on the right way. How could he not be on the right way? And that man has had billions of followers. And that his teachings and his traditions have lasted over 1,000 years. Come on, man. Don't listen to, how are you going to listen to this world that tells you, come on, get with it now, when you see that Allah has set a system that has lasted over 1,000 years following a man that has has had over billions. We got 2 billion now Muslims. Islam has never changed, even though there were people trying to change it, trying to change the Quran. Let's stay alert, and let's be winners. So Shuai said, no. We're not going to stay with you. You all are, in so many words, you all are losers. We're going to stay with Allah, our creator. We hate what y'all are talking about, but we love what Allah is doing for us. Brothers and sisters, we got to love Allah. Faith in Allah. Keep faith in Allah. Keep remembering what the prophet, peace be upon him, taught. Keep following his example. Keep your 5 prayers every day. Every day. Look how little Allah asks you for. Each prayer takes less than 5 minutes. 25 minutes, but Allah gives you 24 hours. Don't be ungrateful. If you obey Allah, if you will follow what Allah asks of you, he will one day, soon, show you how blessed you are, how much benefit you get out of being a believer, out of being a Muslim. A real Muslim. Keep giving in charity. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, charity destroys sin. It destroys sinfulness. Charity burns up sin. Charity burns up sin like water extinguishes fire. That's what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Keep on doing what we're supposed to be doing. Keep on respecting Ramadan and fasting in the month of Ramadan. If you got days to make up, make them up. If you got some reading to finish up in the Holy Quran, it's for your own benefit. Finish up your reading. Keep on remembering the value of the Hajj. The Ramadan is for thanking Allah for the Holy Quran and the guidance that's in it, that he gives to us, his own words. And keep on going to the Hajj, because in your mind and your heart, the Hajj is telling you that there's a place on the earth, there's some place on the earth that everybody is supposed to turn their attention to at some time. And the Muslims do it 5 times a day. And any other prayer we pray, we turn face the Kaaba in Mecca, the house of Allah on earth in Mecca. There's a house of Allah that's not on earth too. That's where you're going to go if you be good. So keep up your prayers and keep remembering the Kaaba, face the Kaaba. Recognize that we're supposed to be making sacrifices for Allah. The Kaaba has to do with sacrifice. Abraham and his son Ishmael built the Kaaba. They have to do with sacrifice. They are an example or sign of sacrifice. So we go on a long journey, long journey. Even if you don't have to go that far, even if you are right there in the holy precincts and you make the Hajj, it's symbolic of a long journey, a big struggle that you're willing to struggle over yourself, that you're willing to make to please Allah. One of the things we say going around the Kaaba is Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Here I am, O Lord. Here I am for you. Here I am, O Lord. Just going around the Kaaba. You might live a couple of miles from the Kaaba, but you made that journey, and now you're going around the Kaaba, symbolic of another journey, to make yourself be with Allah and be presentable for Allah, available for Allah to use you as he pleased. And he promises that anyone who gives their whole self to him, that he will reward them greater than they can ever, ever, ever imagine. Alhamdulillah. We're going to close, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah. Allah speaks the truth when we got to reading the Quran a moment ago. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means, oh Allah, that means Allah and his angels. That means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. O you who believe, do you likewise and give him a great salute. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidu Majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidu Majid. And that means, O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And O Allah,
bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Ibrahim and his family and followers. But surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabannar. That means, our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the fire. We all want to also want to say, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything that we may have done that transgressed our duty. Establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those and victory against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Aqim as-salat. That means get ready for the prayer. And now we're going to call the stand for the prayer. It's called the Iqama. Make our intention. Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-salah. Hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Qad qamat al-salah, qad qamat al-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah is our intention to perform Salatul Jummah, two rakahs, as ordered by you, God, of all our cherished and sustainer of the world. Pardon me for saying that. I was thinking about something else, and what I was thinking about was to say that line up and make sure your lines are straight and tight. And we usually say astau. Astau means like to compare or to make even. So now we're going to make our intention that we're going to perform Salatul Jummah.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خير لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أليم آمين ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة مما رزقناهم ينفقون
Well, I mean, you know, be my own zina, like, on our own zina, in public, what they are asking, I see whom you feed whom. Ulaika ala huda min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. Allahu Akbar. Hani Allahu limin hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Man Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the world. Rahman and Rahim, most gracious, most merciful. Maliki yawmiddin, master of the day of justice. Yaka na'budu wa yaka nasta'in, the alone that we worship, the alone whose aid we seek. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, show us the straight way. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace and favor. Right on Makdubi alayhim waladolin, ameen. Not the way of those upon whom your wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray, ameen. Alhamdulillah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Be upon you. May Allah bless all of us. We hope you got something out of the Jummah prayer today, which we all are supposed to do. Remember as much as we can and be encouraged to study as much as we can. May Allah bless each and every one of you. And we want to make a quick dua for those who have passed on, those who are sick. Oh, Allah, bless those who are ill. Bless those who are injured. Bless those who are on their way to healing. Oh, Allah, and have mercy upon them and bless them to heal faster. Bless them to get back and on their job and do their duty to you, oh, Allah, and work hard to bring about success in their life and in their family life. Oh Allah, have mercy upon those who have returned to you. Forgive them their sins. Admit them to paradise. Oh Allah, purify them. Cleanse them, oh Allah. Put light in their graves. And oh Allah, let them not be afraid. And let them be patient, oh Allah. And have mercy upon them, oh Allah. And bless them, oh Allah, with a better life than they had, a better family than they had, and a better spouse than they had. And let them be with you in the paradise, O Allah. And forgive us our sins, admit them, and forgive them their sins, O Allah, and admit them into the paradise. Have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, and admit them into paradise. Amen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. And when you say takbir, that means, takbir literally means say God is greater than anything or anyone. So when we say takbir, that means to say Allah is greater and more important than anything or anyone. And that's what we're saying. So, brothers and sisters, once again, we want to let you know that we appreciate you joining us for the Jummah. We hope that wherever you go for Jummah, that you will go there early, be on time, pay attention, and seek refuge with Allah and make your prayers sincerely no matter where you are and worship Allah your whole life through, give your whole self to Allah. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Talk to you again, inshallah, next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah.